This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
If I go home, a million miles away, I'll write a letter.
All right, welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank with Brian and Plowsy. Martin will be here at 11. Pat Forty is going to join us too. Hollywood Casino is our title sponsor. If you get a chance, head on out there this weekend. 99 Hops House is the place to watch games in St. Louis. All those TVs, 99 different beers to choose from. Great appetizers, great sandwiches. Maybe do a little people watching. Maybe do a little gambling. And then maybe eat at the Final Cut Steakhouse, one of the best steakhouses in St. Louis. We appreciate them for being a part of the program. Somebody texted in, I should have given more of a backstory to the whole Liam Neeson comments. And he's correct. So the actor who said during an interview published Monday in the UK's independent newspaper that he was ashamed to say that 40 years ago he had wanted to kill, quote, a black bastard to get revenge for his friend after she was raped by an unknown black man. So that's why he made the statement. That's why he said what he did. It certainly doesn't excuse it, but it was 40 years ago. Obviously it's going to affect, the people and the audience he'll have for his movie. Don't you think?
Oh, sure. And one of our texters pointed out, just say bastard. Don't need to specify.
Yeah.
Just say guy or bastard or whatever. And some people might be bothered just by the implicit violence, but otherwise it doesn't make any news.
Yeah, by just using that word black.
Yeah, that's what does it. That's all it takes.
All right. We're getting a lot of nice things about Derek Chivas. We appreciate all the kind words. Thank you. If Liam Neeson would have just left race out of it, everyone would be saying, yeah, he's a bad A. Someone has to be completely out of touch to not know race is the third rail. Yep. Frankie can't justify what Liam said, and he has repeatedly said that, but I do think it was unfair not to give. That's what I meant. Yeah, I should have given more context. What about some other actors? Mel Gibson is another one who would be controversial, because of what he said. What about Tim Allen? I'm not familiar. What did he say?
I don't think Tim Allen, to my knowledge, he hasn't said anything bad. I do know politically he has floated further and further to the right, which I don't know. Some people might be bothered by that. I just don't think it's been bad necessarily. Like Mel Gibson has said bad things.
Yeah. Here's another text. I have no use for De Niro or Spacey anymore. Also, not sure why the National League has taken this long to go to the designated hitter. It's almost not fair because they're almost an automatic out.
Here's my thing with the DH. And for a while, I was very anti it being adopted by the National League. How many at-bats does a pitcher get a game, would you say? At best, three, probably?
At best.
Maybe even two?
I think it's more two now.
Right. So then afterwards, what happens? The game is played with the de facto DH. It's just a series of pinch hitters. It's the Jairo Munozes. It's the Greg Garcias. It's the Tyler O'Neills. That's when they get their at-bat. And then unless the game goes so long that you're out of position players and then really bad relievers get to bat. So it's almost kind of already in a way been adopted by the National League. Just go the whole way. That's kind of what I've come to.
And let's face it, it would be more entertaining to watch Jose Martinez get four at-bats a night than, say.
I don't know. Watching him field is pretty entertaining.
And the Cardinals,
if you're looking for entertainment.
For that, yeah.
The Cardinals have lost players because of the DH not being in the National League. How many times have you heard them say, we don't want this guy in the field when he's this old? Like, Carlos Beltran probably is a Cardinal beyond 2013 if the DH is in the National League.
Yeah, well stated. All right, quick word about Bomberito. They sponsor the show content of this program. Go to bomberito.com for more information. They do an unbelievable job at what they do. Absolutely. They sell cars better than anybody, over 30,000 cars a year for 11 straight years, the most cars in the state of Missouri, 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. Remember, if you want to buy a car, you email me, fcusimano@ksdk.com. I will put you in contact with the particular salesman that you want to buy from. We'll get this car sold and get this thing done for you, the whole process, in about 72 hours. We'll take a break. When we come back, Martin Kilcoin.